This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The United States is nearing 3 million confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. As cases continue to rise, surging in some states, the nation's top infectious disease expert warned Americans not to fall into a false complacency about the falling death rate. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower death rate, adding there are so many other things that are very dangerous and bad about COVID-19. President Donald Trump boasted late Tuesday night on Twitter that the death rate from coronavirus is down tenfold. More than 131,000 people in the U.S. have died from the virus as of Wednesday. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador is in Washington for meetings with President Trump. The meetings Wednesday come days after a new trade deal among the two countries in Canada went into effect. Speaking to reporters in Mexico City before his departure on Tuesday, López Obrador repeatedly said in a response to questions about raising other issues such as immigration policy that his focus in the talks would be on the trade deal. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement updated the 1990s North American trade agreement and was a major policy push of President Trump, who cast the former trade deal as harmful to U.S. businesses and workers. The pact includes new laws related to intellectual property protection, the internet, currencies, investment, and state-owned enterprises. The two leaders will also take part in a dinner Wednesday night with business leaders from both countries. This is VOA News. China opened its National Security Office in Hong Kong Wednesday. The office, a key part of the mainland's tough new oversight of the semi-autonomous financial hub. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam unveiled a plaque at the Metro Park Hotel, marking the popular tourist lodging as the site of the new office for safeguarding national security in Hong Kong. Lam was joined by the newly appointed head of the security office and the head of Beijing's liaison office in Hong Kong, who said during the ceremony, those who are anti-China and seek to destabilize Hong Kong have not only stigmatized the office, but also smeared the legal system and rule of law in the Chinese mainland in an attempt to stir up unnecessary worries and fears among the Hong Kong residents. The new law was a response to the massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations that engulfed the financial hub in the latter half of 2019. Under the new national security law, anyone believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, and collusion with foreign forces could face life in prison. European markets are in a serious slump Wednesday. Investors are pulling back due to rising rates of COVID-19 cases around the world. Asian markets ended in mixed territory earlier. In futures trading, the Dow Jones and S&P 500 are trending downward, while NASDAQ is virtually unchanged. That's indicating a slow opening on U.S.'s Wall Street a day after the Dow lost 397 points. The White House formally notified the United Nations that it is pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization despite the surging number of COVID-19 cases in the country. President Trump froze U.S. funding for the WHO in April and a month later announced his intentions to drop out. He accused the organization of having a pro-China bias in its handling of the coronavirus outbreak and demands reforms. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says if he is elected in November, he will rejoin the WHO, citing Americans are safer when America is engaged in strengthening global health. Experts at the WHO acknowledged Tuesday there is growing evidence the coronavirus can spread through the air and said they are preparing a briefing on the subject. Australian police and rescue officials say two-time world champion and Olympic snowboarder Alex Pullen drowned Wednesday while spearfishing in Queensland State. We have the full story for you on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.